John 3:16. Let us pray. Lord, we again thank you for your precious word. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll speak to us through your precious word. And we do thank you for your mercy and love that was demonstrated while we were yet sinners at the cross of Calvary. We do give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The background to this verse of Scripture is a man named Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He was a master in Israel. He could teach the Old Testament backwards and forwards. He could quote it. He taught it. His life was grounded in Scripture. He was a religious leader. And he came to Jesus and asked him how to have eternal life. And Jesus said, you must be born again. And you must be born. The Spirit of God must touch your heart. You must be born by believing in God's Word. And to be born again is by the Spirit of God. It's a change of heart and mind. It's a new creation. We become new people in Jesus Christ. And only Jesus can do that. Amen? Make us new creation. That is what it means by being born again. Now John 3:16 explains how this happens and why it happens. And it says, for God. You know, we could talk all day and night and just talking about God. He's our creator and everything that there is today is because of God. He created. So there is a creator God. And we must, you know, even general revelation by looking at the creation, the stars and the planets, even looking at ourselves, you know, you must really, really be a foolish person to say there's no God. Just look at creation. And that is called general revelation. There is a creator God. We did not come from green algae in a premortal soup and crawled out as fish and became a monkey and boom, here we are today. Takes a lot of faith to believe that, doesn't it? God created man and woman in His image. So there's a creator God. And this God, it says, Jesus said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. This love that we're talking about, it's a godly love. It's an eternal love. God is an eternal being, and He loves us infinitely. Only the way God can really love, He loves you and I, and loves the world. Jesus died on the cross for all sins of mankind, but He only did it one time. And the Bible says that if you refuse that sacrifice, there remaineth no more sacrifice for you. Because only one person could have done it, and that was Jesus, God in the flesh. So if you refuse that, there remains no more sacrifice. But this is love. It was demonstrated at the cross of Calvary. That's how much this Creator, infinite God, who wants to have a relationship with you and I, He loved us enough that it says that He loved the world that He gave. If you have received anything from God this morning, it's simply because God gave it to you. If you're saved this morning, it's because God initiated it, touched your heart by the Holy Spirit. You responded by faith and said, yes, I will follow you, Lord Jesus. Yes, I will believe in you. Yes, I will give you my life. And you responded in faith, but God initiated it. Anything spiritual is not by blood, it's not by the will of man, but it's only because God gives it to us. And that's called grace. Grace. So He gave His only begotten Son. And by the way, when Jesus was baptized, God broke in the picture and said, this one right here This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. There's no other. He's not a Savior. He's not a God. He is God in the flesh. He's the Messiah, the anointed one from God. He's the only mediator between God and man, the Son of God. God revealed Himself through the Son. God revealed Himself through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the image of the Godhead. So if you want to see God, you must look to Jesus. Amen? God revealed Himself and revealed His love to us at the cross. He gave His one and only Son. Listen to this. That whosoever, isn't that a lovely word? Whosoever. Whosoever will may come and drink of the fountain freely. Whosoever, that is you and I. See, God initiates salvation. His Holy Spirit touches our hearts and we respond by faith. We say, yes. Yes, I will trust you. Yes, I will serve you. Yes, I will love you. Why? Because you first loved me. So we respond, we're the whosoever's. Whosoever will. Whosoever believes. That's an important word. Today, we want just to simply believe and that's it. This word believe is a special word. It's a verb form of the word faith. The word believe is an action word. The word believe involves our faith, which our faith is that we believe God, He loves us. So therefore, because we are sinners and we're apart from God because of sin, we repent, we turn from sin, and we turn to God through Jesus Christ. That's part of faith. That's part of believing. So whosoever believes responds by faith, repenting of sin, giving our heart and life, and asking Jesus to forgive us of our sins, and giving our lives to Jesus, being immersed in Jesus Christ. That's the word, what the word believe means. See, it's a lot more than just saying, yes, I'm a sinner. No, it's because I hate sin. And I trust God to help me with sin. And I turn from sin. Not that I'm perfect, but I'm trusting God to forgive me. And He keeps on and He keeps on cleansing me. But it doesn't mean I can live any way I want to. Because I have given my life in repentance and to follow Jesus Christ. So whosoever believes in Him, and that's Jesus, to whom he believes he granted to be sons of God, children of God. So whosoever believes, trusts, gives their life in Jesus Christ will not perish. Isn't that great? Now I want to let you know something. Young or old in here, unless Jesus steps out on the cloud in our lifetime, we're all going to die. I don't want to shock you. But we're going to die. Okay? Young or old, we all gonna die. Sometimes we die young. Sometimes we live to be a rightful old age. But you're going to die. I'm going to die. And yet, to believe in Jesus, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with Him. And the book of Job says, yes, worms may consume my flesh, but yet in my flesh I shall see God. Someday, these bodies will resurrect also, just like Jesus did. But the word perish, shall not perish, is eternal death in a place called hell. You know what death is? Eternal spiritual death, and yet still be alive. It is to be away and apart, and to be in the absence. Love of God. To be away from this for all eternity. Right now, you're in a worship time, a great time of children, of childlike faith that believes Jesus. You're in that presence right now. But if you refuse the sacrifice and the love of God extended to you through the cross, there remaineth no more sacrifice, and you will be in eternity where the worm dieth not and the flame quenches not. And I'm telling you this because I love you. There'll be the absence also of the love of God that loved you so much that He died for you on a cross. But you will not perish. That type of perish, if you believe in Jesus, because that verse goes on and say, will not perish, but have. The word have means it is given to you. You have it. You hold on to it. You're secure with it. You have it. Will not perish, but have eternal life. You know when that eternal life begins? The moment you receive Jesus. The moment you receive Jesus. It's not because you was baptized as a little child. That doesn't save you. It doesn't mean that you're baptized when you're old. It doesn't mean being a member of the church. But let me say this. If you trust in Jesus, you'll want to be baptized. You'll want to be a member of the church. Why? Because Jesus commands us and Jesus loved the church and gave His life for the church. So all these things, we cannot save ourselves. It's not by the will of man, but it's the gift of God when we place our faith in Jesus. And that everlasting life begins the moment that God's Spirit indwells your heart and life as a believer. And that's called being born again. Born again. That's our everlasting life. Yes, we're going to die, but you become spiritually born again, and also this flesh will live again. Not with arthritis, not with broke bones, not with balding hair, but a new perfect body. Amen? In the presence, listen, in the presence of the love of God for all eternity. And that's a hallelujah. That's everlasting life. In the presence of God, walking with Him, talking with Him, being His children, Him being our Father God for all eternity, will not perish but have that everlasting life. So, will you believe? Will you trust in Jesus? If you have not, please don't trust in what you can do, but trust what Jesus has done. Please trust in Jesus. We're going to give you an opportunity. The ones who accepted Christ during VBS, they're going to come forward. And those who would like to be a part of this church, they're going to come forward during the invitation. And you are also invited. See, there's one coming. They're coming right now. Isn't this great? Hallelujah. Look at here. Wow. I'm getting chill bumps. I've never had them come forward while I'm still preaching. Hallelujah. All right. See what God is doing? Praise the Lord. These have accepted Christ, and during our invitation, you can come and I will help you all that I can. I'll pray with you. I'll tell you what to pray. I'll do everything I can. But it has to be between you and Jesus. Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. Not me, not anybody else. But you can talk to God through Jesus. Amen. And I'll help you all that I can. And praise God for these. And let us pray. And after we pray, we're going to worship God. We're going to worship God during this invitation, and I'll be up here worshiping also, but I'm here to help you. If you want to join our church or receive Christ, I'll be right here, and there's others here also, okay? So after I pray, you'll have that opportunity, okay? Let's pray. Lord, again, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for your love. And because of your love, we serve you. Because of your love, we want to be part of the church. Because of your love, we want to follow you through obedience and believer's baptism and living for you daily. Lord, we do thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your blood that was shed on the cross so that we can have mercy and grace given by you. Lord, we just worship you in your love this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.